Hey y'all, you're listening to No Offense And, a loving and nourishing space created to fuel conversations around personal and collective liberation. We're Kelly and Kendall, having vulnerable and intentional conversations full of humor, empathy, and of course, love.
Honestly, these episodes are just our opinions, so take no offense. And we invite you to explore yourself through our words. Help grow our community by leaving a review and, most importantly, sharing. Now let's get into some self-loving.
Hello, everybody. Today, we're doing a self-love Monday. Self-care Monday.
Monday!
Moonday! About anxiety, somehow, because this tool that we're going to share is a beautiful way to tap into our breath and tap into our bodies when it feels accessible and safe for us to do so with our breath, when we are experiencing heightened anxiety, stress, or we just really need to calm down. This breath is called the four parts breath, and I've also been heard it called the seal breath because the seals, like the military men.
Oh.
The seals do it. We got it from them. They're intelligent.
Okay. Navy seals.
The Navy, yes. Thank you. I'm missing a word. The Navy seals do it. And I think other people in high-level combat type of jobs are known to do it.
Interesting. Yeah. I learned the breath, actually not too long ago, from my chiropractor. Mm. Obviously my chiropractor knows my body pretty well. And he was like, so, have you been tense lately? Are we under extra stress? And it was before the wedding, of course, or several weeks kind of leading up to it. And he taught me that breath. Whether this is true or not, I don't know, but he said that when you do that breath, it's not like it tricks your mind into thinking you're dying, but the way that you stop and can kind of control the breath, the pause, the out, the pause, that extra pause at the end before you breathe in again, it makes your brain stop for a second because it's focusing on the body, quote unquote, dying or something happening, and then it allows it to reset.
Wow.
Whether that's true, I don't know, but that's what my chiropractor told me. He said, if you feel anxious, do it. And I have done it a handful of times since he's taught me that, and it's been helpful. Yeah. And it's easy, and I can do it as much or as little as I want. I can do it when I'm sitting in my office. That's when I started. I was like, I'm using the four breath thing right now in my office. I'm annoyed. So
that's so true, though, because it's so subtle. No one is going to know, if you don't want them to know, that you are doing it. You can count in your mind. It's all the things, and it's just you're breathing.
Mm-hmm.
You're just breathing in a specific way.
You can go into the bathroom if you don't have the space. Yeah. My office is pretty private, so I was just sitting there and doing it.
Yeah.
But I'm glad we're sharing this tool. It's just a tool that you can access at any time, and you don't need anything but your own breath.
Yeah. Which is why I love it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really great. And as Kelly was sharing, it apparently restarts the brain in that moment. And I think it just allows for the nervous system to calm down, to reset. And so today we're going to take you through it. And how it works is it's all through the nose. And we're basically forming a box with our breath in the fact that we are breathing in for four, holding for four, breathing out for four, and then holding for four. And then we just repeat. And so I'm going to take us through that. Kelly's going to demonstrate what it looks like when you're doing it. I will count out loud. And we're going to do it for probably five or so cycles. You can do it for less than that if you feel like you need to pause at any time, or you can continue doing it for as much as you feel called to. So before we begin, just grounding into the space, into this moment. I'm going to send some land reverence to the Ute, Arapaho, and Cheyenne people, and all the indigenous people whose land our listeners are on. I invite everyone to take a deep breath in through their nose and sigh it out through the mouth. And one more like that, and then we will begin. Breathe in. One, two, four. Out, two, three, four. Hold, two, three, four. In, two, three, four. Hold, two, three, four. Out, two, three, four. Hold, two, three, four. In, two, three, four. Hold, two, three, four. Out, two, three, four. Hold, two, three, four. In, two, three, four. Hold, two, three, four. Out, two, three, four. Hold, two, three, four. In, two, three, four. Hold, two, three, four. Out, two, three, four. Hold, two, three, four. That was five times. How do you feel?
So good. Nice and relaxed and just good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you for sharing. Mm-hmm. I think it's cool because we just did it five times, right? It wasn't very long. Mm-mm. We could do more of that. We could do less of it. It works. I think that's just what's cool, is it works and it's accessible. It's always there when we need it. Sometimes I use it if I wake up in the middle of the night and I can't get back to sleep. There's more of those that we will share. Our breath is just so powerful and so wise. And I invite everyone to try it in any moment. If you're in traffic and you're feeling anxious, if you're at work and you're feeling stressed, if you can't sleep, if anything is causing any type of duress, tap into the box breath. 4, 4, 4, 4.
Thanks. Thanks, Kenny.
Yeah. And thank you all for experiencing this Self-Love Monday with us. We love these Mondays. They make us so happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And thank you. And we will see y'all / send our voices via sound waves and podcast platforms on Wednesday. Much love. Thank you for holding space for this conversation. We hope it was expansive. As a new podcast, it would mean the world if you could please help us grow our community by leaving a review and sharing this episode.
Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss out on any of the juicy conversations. We would love to connect with you, so follow us on TikTok, Instagram, and our Patreon coming soon.